Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
On, gone, the damage done.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. So excited about my frozen iguana's hat.
You know, in the middle of the summer, we're going to be asking about that hat, right?
I'm going to get, what do you mean?
I think they should ask us to throw the first pitch in one of the
games. I agree. I think Vlad's right. You want to make it happen or you want to make it happen?
I think we should
Can
throw
we
a flag.
Make it happen?
Why you got to throw me?
Wait, why would you
do it
to him?
Why you going to throw me? What'd I do?
Go on the tour.
It sounded funny in my head.
I give you a point for that. It was funny, but I'm like, what I do?
All right, I'm going to get to this. So, you guys familiar with Michael Strahan?
Yes. Yeah. The former NFL sack leader in a season.
Not in his mind. And this is what this is what he had to say.
I mean, I hold a record for a 16-game season. They hold records for 17-game seasons. That's the way it works out.
Still claiming the title.
But you know, you can't compare records from 12-game seasons to 16 and 17-game seasons.
True.
It doesn't work. But I look at it like this. There's always generation that I love. The fact this young man's amazing, absolutely amazing. And I know that he has so many more sacks left than him. 30 years old. I think I had just as many, if not more, sacks after 30 as did Bruce Smith, as did Reggie White. I think he's just getting going. He's just finding his stride. And you don't know how hard it is to do that on a team that isn't always in the lead, a team that isn't always competitive. I think that is the most amazing thing about it. He's done it on a team where he's the focus. He's the guy that gets doubled and tripled every time. It has never stopped him from going out there and putting up
and
numbers
not
year after
with
year.
The lead, yeah.
Without playing with the lead. I mean, this kid is amazing. And I really just want him to be on a team, which hopefully will be Cleveland because he signed a long-term deal there, that wins and gives him the opportunity to have the ultimate thing in this game of a team game, which is a Super Bowl.
Damage is done, Michael Strahan. Late. Come on, hey. Dude. Come on.
Damage
can
is
I,
done.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
So when a guy runs for 2,000 yards, they just say he run for 2,000 yards. That's it.
When a guy throws,
they don't ever say, but OJ did it in 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They just say he ran for 2,000 yards. So
passing.
So just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge what the man did.
You can just say you're proud of him.
No, that's hate. That's petty. The fact that your record
but still,
is broken.
I'm just saying, as a running back, we don't look at, they don't put 2014 games, 2012 games.
Leroy, you're right. It's just the
2,000
narrative.
Yards. So if you break a record, you know what I mean? It's just like no wide receiver's gotten 2,000 yards receiving, right?
Right. And if they do, what
and
you're
now we
say?
Got 17 games. Everybody thought JSN was going to do it.
Well, Cheetah was on track to do it.
Right. So let's come on, man. Look, they don't put that number out there. They just put in the season.
Also, I think
he brought it up. Here's the thing. It could be a known fact, but he can't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if he brings it up,
it's small.
Just like Vlad said, it looks petty.
No, it is petty because when Mark Gastineau was bitching and moaning about when you broke his record, you didn't say none of that. So now that your record is broken, how are you going to bring that up?
He got mad at he got mad at Brett Favre.
At Brett Favre, but yeah, but
for giving him yeah, and wait, Myles Garrett's sack was running the quarterback down. Your sack was a quarterback folding up.
Well, Burrow folded up too, but smartly.
Well, did you see the get off by Garrett by that time?
I would. I'm not taking
if he
that
doesn't
hit.
Move, if he doesn't go down, he might not make. Listen, Tobin, he might not play next season.
I would never take. Hey, I would do whatever it took to not take impact from him.
Dude, I'm telling you, I stood next to him. I don't consider myself a small man.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Tyreek Hill standing next to Shaq.
Jeez.
It's like to see him move the way he does at that size is the most remarkable thing. I don't think people understand because you're seeing him on the field with a bunch of other big guys.
Right.
But you don't realize how fast he's moving at that size with that quickness and that agility. It is like you just watch. You watch every play, and you're like, "How does anybody ever block this man?"
Speaking of, by the way, before, I know it was college, but what Reuben Bain did to that tackle while getting the running back when he made the he pushed the guy all the way back and then made the tackle. I was like, that was one of those menacing plays I have seen.
You know what sucks about this. This is what sucks about the Reuben Bain situation.
There's a situation?
Because when he gets drafted, you're not going to hear about plays like that. You know what you're going to hear about? He has short arms.
I know. It's crazy.
Remember I said, and it, give me it those drives arms. Me crazy because why can't we look at film and say, regardless of what this physical inefficiencies are that we have deemed to be important, the dude is out there causing havoc. Where does that take place in football? Ugh. Right? Stop looking at now. I'm so sick of the sport that I enjoy watching and in love playing being graded on a piece of paper as far as talent, as far as what we're going to do during the course of a game with analytics. Why? When did we get away from being able to watch football?
Because you let the nerds in.
See guys play and say that guy's the baller.
Because you let the nerds in.
Who let the nerds in?
Not us.
What do you got for damage, Leroy?
Okay. So, I want to go to this ridiculousness of college football. Right? And how we just arbitrarily make this team good versus this other team. And I want to say to the people who decided that Miami and Tobin from day one, I said, this is too many points. Miami was a 10-point underdog to Ohio State. Oof. When you have proof that the style of football Miami plays has been a problem for Ohio State all year. Let's go to Texas. Good pass rush, they won, they struggled. Let's go to Indiana. Good pass rush, they lost. Okay, now Miami, who has a much better pass rush than any of those two teams, a 10-point underdog, the damage is done.
Yep.
You whiffed. You didn't, you damage for all the paper and analytics that you look at, how did you just overlook that one?
Hopefully there were a lot of Ohio State fans who lost money on that. Idiots. Jennifer,
no damage is done.
Damage is done for you.
I can't wait for this.
So during break, I was talking to Vlad. I made this very shocking discovery yesterday.
She was yesterday's old.
I was yesterday years old when I found this out, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys know because Vlad knew, but my favorite movie growing up was Hercules. It wasn't like that princess girl or anything. It was
the
it
Disney
was
cartoon
the Disney
or with
cartoon.
Kevin Sorbo?
Not Kevin Sorbo and then Xena the Princess, Warrior Princess.
Okay.
Not that.
Hercules, the Disney cartoon.
The Disney cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I was rewatching it, and I was told that Hercules was actually an anti-hero.
Wait, what?
He was... It's so heartbreaking.
What do you mean he was an anti-hero?
So basically, he wasn't good.
He wasn't a good guy?
He wasn't.
I didn't know that.
He killed Megan, his wife, and his kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You remember when they did it? Didn't they do another one with The Rock? Or was it...
They did multiple
live actions. The Scorpion King?
No. Rock didn't. No. I know what you're talking about.
They did multiple live actions, and I didn't really watch any of them, but my dad did. And he knew this. I didn't know this.
But Danny DeVito helped him as the goat.
I know.
To train. To save... Is that who he saved? Well, out of hell?
The cartoon version of this movie.
Very
Everybody
sweet,
deems Hercules to be good.
Yes. But the whole reason why he killed Megan and his kids was because his mother
always gotta listen
made
to mom.
Him do it.
Mom Duke's rules.
Because that mom... hated him, actually.
Which one wasn't the god? Because he was Zeus's kid, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the...
Yes.
He's the
but apparently Zeus was after many women, and he
floozy.
Cheated on her.
He's a Zeus! He's a god!
Cheated on her, had a child, and Hera, whatever
damn
her
right
name
I'm
is,
doing all that.
Was super upset mm-hmm. and decided to have revenge.
Zeus is going to...
Yeah.
Zeus is going to go after Astron.
Damage is done.
Basically. Of course!
Basically,
he's Zeus. Don't get no more powerful than Zeus.
And it hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was destroyed.
I was
sorry.
Destroyed about this.
Where did you find this on a
TikTok? I want to know. I would have loved to hear the
Google.
Conversation.
My dad was laughing at me the entire time.
You know, Zeus was bad, right?
No, I didn't.
I was like, wait a minute.
Did you tear up a little bit?
She was.
Your lifelong hero. Yeah.
I mean,
criminal.
The gods were never
criminal.
I never felt like the gods were ever dishing out anything good. It always felt like you were feeling the wrath of the gods.
Right.
You know?
I guess. It just hurt to find
And nobody messed with Zeus.
Oh, man. Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Dante Moore. Sir, you better enter the draft.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
He did number one rated quarterback, right?
Right. But he's acting like he might return for another season in college football. Now, the 2027 draft class is supposed to be one of the best draft class in recent memory with so many offensive weapons and many great quarterbacks coming out. Like an Arch Manning, and so on. So, Mr. Moore, even though you may not like the fact that the Jets are in the top two draft picks, you better walk out. You better enter the draft so we can get Mendoza. That's it. That is it. So you and your people starting to say, ooh, I don't know, I might return.
Wait a minute. So you just want this so you get Mendoza?
Absolutely.
You just pulled the Tobin.
Absolutely. Why not?
You just absolutely pulled the
Why
Tobin.
Not? I work with the man. Why can't I steal some of his moves?
You absolutely positively pulled the Tobin.
Yes.
He's
yes.
doing this also.
Tobes, you know what? I see your way. I see your
Salute,
way.
Vlad.
I see your
it.
Way.
Wow.
By the way, we got to get to this. Did you see
Damage
this
is done.
Whole thing going on with the Raiders?
Which one?
Yeah,
we got to take a break. Very interesting with their little head coaching search. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off.
National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.